Who?
And now, with that same rising, slightly questioning tone, say the word for and in Chinese.
He.
He.
Good. So that's the first and second tone in Chinese, the doctor's tone and the person upstairs' tone. Let's look at the third tone now. We'll call this the exasperated teacher's tone. I want you to think about a teacher standing at the front of a class, giving a long explanation. Or at least, she's trying to give a long explanation. But one of her students keeps raising their hand to ask questions. This is really quite exasperating for the teacher. You can tell this by her response when she's interrupted for the third time. Pausing her explanation, yet again, and looking over at the student, she says,
"Yes."
That is the third tone in Chinese, a falling, rising tone, the exasperated teacher's tone. Let's practice that now. You're standing in front of your class, the student's hand is raised yet again, and so you've got to pause yet again. So look up at your pupil, exasperated at having to stop your explanation for the third time, and say,
"Yes."
Yes.
Yes.
That is the third tone, falling and rising, the exasperated teacher's tone. Let's go on to the fourth tone now, and we'll return to the third in just a moment. The fourth tone is really easy. We'll call it the dog owner's tone. People with dogs tend to be either always telling them off or giving them instructions. They say things like, "No, don't, sit." This is the fourth tone in Chinese, a downward, falling tone, the dog owner's tone, that they use when telling their dog what to do. Try it now. Say no.
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 Say don't.
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 Say sit.
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 So, that's the fourth tone, the dog owner's tone. Simple. Let's try practicing these two new tones now. Firstly, give me the third tone, the exasperated teacher who's just been interrupted's tone. So, be that teacher who's really out of patience and say,
"Yes."
Yes.
Yes.
That's the third tone. It really encapsulates that feeling of being exasperated when your voice goes down a bit and then up and you say, "Yes." So, third tone, the exasperated teacher's tone. It falls and rises. Try it again now. Say,
"Yes."
Yes.
Yes.
Now give me the fourth tone, the dog owner's tone. Say, "No."
No.
No.
Say, "Sit."
Sit.
Sit.
So, it's a commanding, ordering tone, like people use with their dogs. Let's try using them now with some real Chinese words. To buy in Chinese, to buy is
mǎi.
Mǎi.
Now that's a third tone word, an exasperated teacher's tone word. Listen to it again.
Mǎi.
Mǎi.
Sounds very similar to the English word my, but again, it's got a tone that's going down and up. Now, first of all, I want you to be that teacher who's been interrupted again and again.